Spencer Man, Walter Martin, you're on the air.
I'm calling to find out if there's any scriptural basis for marital separation.
Stay tuned for the answer to this and other important questions as the Christian Research Institute presents Dateline Eternity with Professor Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man. Professor Martin is the founder and director of the Christian Research Institute, San Juan Capistrano, California, and professor of comparative religions at Melodyland School of Theology in Anaheim. The Christian Research Institute is supported through the gifts and prayers of people like yourself who are interested in straight answers from the Bible. We hope that as this program of pre-recorded questions and answers unfolds, you will find answers to your questions. Of course, the ultimate answer to all questions is Jesus Christ.
Who is Walter Martin? Professor Martin, founder and director of the Christian Research Institute, is widely acknowledged as the outstanding evangelical authority on pseudo-Christian cults and the study of comparative religions in America. He has debated some of the most controversial intellects in this country through his popular radio and television ministry, and is the author of numerous articles in national magazines. His best-selling book, Kingdom of the Cults, has become the primary reference work in this field. Professor Martin made a tremendous impression on me as a young Christian. I was supernaturally born again. Check Bible references, John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, etc., by a sovereign act of the biblical God on May 16, 1981, 2 weeks after I graduated from the University of Texas at Austin with a Bachelor of Science degree in advertising. For much more detail on my conversion to biblical Christianity, please see my YouTube videos, D&D Dungeon Master Testimony, Dungeons & Dragons, Wargaming, Violent Video Games, and Wasting Time, and Evangelism and Apologetics, Part 1, Origins of Christian Answers, Jesus is the Only Way of Salvation. As a new Christian in 1981, I was on fire for Christ and wanted to share the gospel of Jesus with everyone I could, but I found that the vast majority of people I spoke to could care less, with the exception of certain groups, such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, and the Oneness Pentecostals and Charismatics. I'm suddenly being confronted by all types of false prophets, but I hadn't been a real Christian long enough to know how to deal with them biblically. Praise the Lord for Walter Martin, who came to my rescue. I listened to him on the Christian radio station here in town and bought his books and tapes, either from his ministry or from the local Christian bookstores, like his classic work, The Kingdom of the Cults. Walter's Christian apologetics ministry really helped me deal with all the false prophets I was running into, and actually started me doing an apologetics ministry just like Walter's. If it were not for Walter Martin, at the time of this recording, I would not have had over 630 YouTube videos and counting dealing with cults, comparative religions, theology, biblical doctrine, etc. See our YouTube channel, C Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, which is organized into 19 different playlists by topic. For example, Walter Martin's outstanding research in refuting Jehovah's Witnesses' doctrine and history inspired me to start going to Jehovah's Witness conventions and kingdom halls to witness to them for Christ. This, in turn, has led to our playlist on YouTube called Dealing with Jehovah's Witnesses Watchtower Society, with 23 videos we have produced ourselves, including the video Debate, Larry Wessels versus Two Jehovah's Witnesses at a University Study Center, which currently has over 470,000 viewings. Walter Martin's research in refuting Mormonism led to our YouTube playlist, Dealing with Mormonism, the Con Man Religion of Joseph Smith, Jr., with 21 videos we have produced ourselves, which includes actual debates with Mormon missionaries and Mormon temple workers. Walter's research in refuting Oneness Pentecostals and his work in exposing the phony Word Faith Charismatic TV preachers, as found in the book, The Agony of Deceit, What Some TV Preachers Are Really Teaching, inspired me to produce two playlists, one called Dealing with Anti-Trinitarians, UPC, which stands for United Pentecostal Church, and Early Church History, with 52 videos, and another playlist called Dealing with Phony TV Preachers, TBN, which stands for Trinity Broadcasting Network, and King James Onlyites, with 28 videos. Walter Martin's excellent work in refuting typical philosophical arguments used by atheists, humanists, and agnostics inspired our playlist Dealing with God-Hating Atheists, Agnostics, Know-It-Alls, with 20 videos. This particular playlist includes multiple debates Walter Martin had with the world-famous atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare, such as atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare debates Walter Martin and slams door in Larry Wessel's face. Debate the historicity of Jesus, a real person or non-existent, Walter Martin versus Madeline O'Hare. Debate, was Adolf Hitler an atheist or a faithful Roman Catholic? Walter Martin versus Madeline O'Hare. Atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare debates Walter Martin, Part 2. What is the difference between agnosticism and atheism? Walter Martin versus atheist Madeline O'Hare. Existence of God debate. Does God really exist? Walter Martin versus atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare. Finally, I'll mention Walter Martin's excellent early book on Roman Catholicism called The Roman Catholic Church in History, written in 1960. From page 39 of Walter Martin's book, The Roman Catholic Church in History, Catholic Tradition and the Bible, we see down on the page, "Friends, this is as true today as it was when it was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Roman Church has elevated tradition upon which all of this is based to an equal plane with Scripture." This is what Jesus is talking about here in Mark chapter 7, verse 8. Quote, "You do nullify the commandments of God that you may keep your own tradition," end quote. The Roman Church, in effect, nullifies the good doctrine of the gospel by adding the traditions or commandments of men. Herein lies the deadly parallel to Judaism mentioned by our Lord in Mark 7. In Walter's excellent 1980 tape series on Romanism, which included the titles Justification by Faith, Purgatory, Roman Catholic Mass, Mary, the Mother of Jesus, Penance, and Peter the Rock, Catholic Church Tradition in the Bible.
As Christians, what ought our attitude to be? It ought to be an attitude of gratitude. An attitude of joy. Because God has delivered us from this system into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We are not the descendants of this papacy. Nor do we wish to be. We do not wish its sacraments. We do not wish its dogmas. We worship only Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, Redeemer and Savior of lost men. We reject a corrupt church, a backslidden church, an apostate church, and reach out to her people with the love of Christ, holding forth Holy Scripture, as Strossmayer said, and standing upon the liberty wherein Christ has set us free. Let us not think that Rome has changed her basic positions. She has not. Her catechisms are essentially the same. Her dogmas, uncompromising. It is the same Roman Catholic Church as at the Council of Trent, only carefully adapted to American Protestant culture. It is a Roman Catholic Church which today threatens Protestantism in various parts of the world whenever she gains the upper hand. Spain, Central America, Latin America, Italy, Ireland, bastions of Roman Catholicism are known for their marked intolerance of Protestantism, for their unwillingness to let Protestants build churches, or only a restricted number are permitted. And still we are told that the church has adapted to the 20th century. No, the church has adapted to the necessity of survival in the 20th century, as she always has. But she has never changed the position. Peter is not the first pope, nor does he have the power, his descendant, that is, have the power to legislate for Christians. When he tells you that he thanks the Virgin Mary for sparing his life when he is assassinated, and yet he is the vicar of Jesus Christ by profession, then I think it's time to realize that is the kind of leadership we do not wish to follow, and we wish to discourage other people from following.
His other articles on Romanism from his Ford magazine, such as Charismatics and the Cult of Mary, which included his classic Seven Steps to Deity article outlining how Romanists have made a goddess out of the Virgin Mary, which actually references back to his book from 1960, which proves how Professor Martin exposes the false Roman Catholic religious system. This, of course, inspired me to produce our playlist dealing with Roman Catholicism, idolatry, and the Virgin Mary, with 137 videos and counting. We produced a lot of videos on this religion since there are over 1 billion Roman Catholics out there in the world. This playlist includes many theological debates with Roman Catholic apologists, priests, monsignors, and Catholic university professors. But it also includes former priests like Richard Bennett, who was a Romanist priest for 22 years, and others. For viewers of this video, I'd like to note that we have many videos here that deal directly with Walter Martin. Those videos are listed as follows. Original Bible Answer Man Walter Martin says the Roman Catholic Church is corrupt and apostate. An analysis of Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute on Roman Catholicism, Part 1. Analysis of Hank Hanegraaff and CRI on Romanism, Part 2. And The Roots of Evangelical Apostasy. Analysis of Hank Hanegraaff and Norman Geisler versus Walter Martin on Roman Catholicism, Part 3. Review of Walter Martin's book on Roman Catholicism, Part 1. Is Romanism an apostate religion or not? Review of Walter Martin's book on Roman Catholicism, Part 2. Is Romanism an apostate religion or not? By the way, to take a serious look at Walter's book on this subject, this is the best video to go to rather than Part 1, since Part 1 has more background material than showing the book itself. And finally, Virgin Mary's Seven Steps to Godhood via Catholic Doctrine, exposed by Bible Answer Man Walter Martin. At the time of this recording, we are planning to post Walter Martin's book, The Roman Catholic Church in History, in its entirety, word for word, on YouTube and elsewhere, so be looking for that on our YouTube channel, See Answers TV. As we prepare to move into our main video presentation, I would like to note for all you real frontline Christian apologists out there who are serious about reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that since Walter Martin went to be with the Lord in 1989, when I heard of his death, I sat down on my living room couch and cried, I would like to mention to you another Christian apologist who, in my opinion, is the number one living Christian apologist on the planet at this time, named James White. Dr. James White has authored over 20 books, understands the original biblical languages of Greek and Hebrew, has been a professor in seminary, has been in over 150 formal debates against false prophets of all kinds, including formal debates against Muslims inside their own mosques in South Africa, is a biblical scholar in his own right, and is, in my opinion, the best Bible answer man I've seen or heard of since Brother Martin went on to glory. Therefore, I would encourage those listening to my voice to improve and strengthen their biblical witness for Christ by going to Dr. White's website, www.aomin.org, and by tuning into his two YouTube channels, Dr. Oakley 1689 and Alpha and Omega Ministries. Particularly note his Alpha and Omega Ministries YouTube channel, and catch his podcast called The Dividing Line and Radio Free Geneva. You will find a wealth of biblical information here. You can also hear him on sermonaudio.com, where he has over 1,800 messages recorded on all sorts of topics. Here are some of the books that have been written by Dr. James White: What Every Christian Needs to Know About the Quran, excellent information on the religion of Islam from a Christian perspective; The King James Only Controversy, Can You Trust Modern Translations; The Forgotten Trinity, this should be required reading for any Christian wanting to understand the biblical nature of God Himself; Scripture Alone, Exploring the Bible's Accuracy, Authority, and Authenticity; The God Who Justifies; Mary, Another Redeemer, this deals with the Roman Catholic idolatry concerning the Virgin Mary; The Roman Catholic Controversy; Pulpit Crimes, The Criminal Mishandling of God's Word; The Potter's Freedom, A Defense of the Reformation and the Rebuttal of Norman Geisler's Chosen But Free. From my own personal observation, based on two telephone conversations with Dr. Geisler over the decades, receiving his tape series on Roman Catholicism for free from him, hearing his pro-Romanism statements on Hank Canegraff's Bible Answer Man radio shows, and learning of his Roman Catholic educational background at Loyola, a Jesuit university, it has always been my opinion that Dr. Geisler is very emotionally pro-Roman Catholic because of his mother and attending a Roman Catholic university. Thus, Geisler attacks biblical Reformation theology continually. The Potter's Freedom by Dr. James White is a must-have book if you're really interested in good, pure biblical theology. Letters to a Mormon Elder, Grieving, Your Path Back to Peace, Crisis Points. Now, this book is very good for those that are dealing with grief and grieving. The Fatal Flaw, this concerns the false gospel of Roman Catholicism. Is the Mormon My Brother? Discerning the Differences Between Mormonism and Evangelical Christianity. Dr. White has written other books as well, but this is a good sampling of his many excellent works. We also feature James White on many of our See Answers TV channel videos. To find those videos that we have produced with Dr. James White, just put in the YouTube search box, James White, See Answers TV. Once you hit the enter button after putting that in the search box, you should get an array of the many videos that we have done with James White that our own ministry has produced with him, besides all the other ones he has from his own ministry work. Evidence that Jesus is God and the Jehovah's Witness New World Translation Bible is wrong. This has been my favorite video that I have done with James White over the years since we produced it back in 1994. This particular video has helped a lot of people. Back when it first appeared on Austin's public access television, and then on the internet. Just remember one of the life verses of Walter Martin, 1 Peter 3:15, which I also, by the way, have taken for mine. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Put on your helmets and get ready for Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Actually, there's two phenomena going on in America at the same time. One is that there is a rapid falling away from Orthodox religion and a rapid liberalizing of religion. There's a movement, I think, of the Protestants toward humanism, and there's a movement of the Roman Catholics toward what they call ecumenism, which is a kind of acceptance of the old Protestant belief, so that there's this constant liberalization and falling away from the church. And this is brought about not so much by me, but by science, by our ability now to instantaneously convert news items to everybody, etc., the amount of education that we have, and the amount of, space probes, all of this is causing it falling away from religion. But at the same time, in the other direction, we have a very frightening thing.
Right.
And that frightening thing is that religion is gaining tremendous political and economic power like never before in our life. And I am very, very worried about this. I think that ultimately there will be a non-religious, humanistic world where people will be concerned with the world here and now and forget this rubbish about a life hereafter.
Thank you very much.
Very positive statements,
I have to, because
Reverend Martin,
I have
constantly.
To. Well, I'm going to, because you make them.
But these statements are just your opinion, and your opinion only. They are not based in historic fact. They're not based in
biblical
fact.
How do you know? How do you know?
Based in any other.
How do you know they're not based in biblical fact?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
They are.
Are they in the Bible?
And you are so ignorant of the Bible, it's pitiful. You go around making it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's no opinion. I could give you a quiz right now for a first-year Sunday school kid, and you couldn't pass it. You don't know beans about the Bible. You sit here and pretend to be an authority on religion. Your religious background is virtually nil. Now, don't play something you're not.
Number
now, listen.
One,
wait,
there
wait,
is
wait,
no
wait,
such
wait,
a thing
wait,
as four authentic
wait,
books in
wait,
the New Testament.
Wait,
Number
wait.
Two, nobody knows who wrote them. Nobody knows when they were written. Nobody knows what they refer to. John is so wild, it's fantastic.
Mrs. Murray.
Nobody, you don't know
Mrs. Murray,
a thing about
Mrs. Murray,
the Bible.
Since you're such
it's
an expert.
It's a conglomeration of rubbish.
Since you're such an expert.
And you're an expert on rubbish.
Just a moment.
We are right now, for instance, having a tremendous argument with the biblical scholars for some people the argument is settled. Whether or not Mary was a virgin or whether this is to be transcribed as a girl who is a young girl.
You're changing the point.
No, I am not changing the point.
Sure you are.
The word Mary the Virgin, this is in the Bible, and this is biblical. Is it biblical that she is an actual physical virgin with a hymen which has not been ruptured, or is it but biblical that she is a young girl? What is it? And this is what I'm talking about. You don't know.
I want to bring this point out. Atheism has produced, in the last 50 years, two beautiful philosophies, communism and Nazism, and you're welcome to them.
You know this isn't true.
I know it is.
You know that fascism is the Roman Catholic Church personified.
Oh, now you don't like the Catholics, do you?
No, I don't like the Catholics.
Okay,
I don't like any religious people.
Now, Allen specifically states that one of the basic laws of physics is that from nothing, nothing can come. And I want somebody to prove that from nothing, something
no, nobody. This is still
you
a theory.
Can't prove it.
This is still a theory, and
Madam,
you know it.
If you're going to try and tell me that from infinite void proceeded infinite energy, I submit that this is insane.
I don't know whether this is what happened. You don't know either. You have
I do.
The faintest
I do.
Idea.
In the
you know.
God created.
God. Here we
you
go.
You don't like him, but
thank
he's
you.
There. Just
thank
say.
You very much.
And don't worry
you
about him.
You cover your ignorance by one word.
Don't worry.
God.
Don't
God
worry
did
about
it.
Him. Don't worry about him, because he's going to be present at your funeral.
You know, one of the things that happens constantly, and this is a funny thing, is that the Christians and religionists have absolutely
Hello?
No sense
Hold
of humor.
Hold on a moment, please.
No mm-hmm. sense of humor at all. You can't joke with them about their religion at any level. You can't tell, you can't have religious cartoons or religious jokes, everything. It falls flat in their face because these people are so
Mrs.
seriously
Murray.
Intent on their insanity.
Mrs. Murray, can I ask you a question?
You're interrupting me. This is
That's
always the New Testament according to St. Martin, all the time.
What about according to the people that wrote it?
You're not, you can't speak for them.
Well, I'm quoting the text.
You cannot speak for them. First off, you don't even know whether that text is accurate.
Well,
and then you
know.
Keep quoting Greek when we're dealing with
one,
Jews.
I quoted one word. Well, that shows...
So this, no, it means that there was at least a minimum of one translation...
Mrs. Murray.
...from the Jewish...
Mrs. Murray.
...of that particular
Mrs.
era.
Murray, since we're now on the subject of texts, what was the New Testament written in? What was the language?
I would be delighted to find out.
You
do you
don't
have
know?
Any idea?
You
no,
don't
do
know?
You... And this New Testament
Greek.
That you have... Oh, and this was
yes.
written the first year after JC.
Madam, you know, in the history of the world,
any other time
what,
in the world,
Mrs. Murray, are you contributing?
I'm contributing, I hope, some reason.
We have a person on the phone. Would you compare yourself, of course, to our
Hello?
Lord favorably?
Yes, oh, listen, I wouldn't even let him lick my boots. Jesus Christ has not influenced the total world because Christianity has a very small hold on a very small part of the total world population, and it always has. It's been extremely localized in Europe and then over to the United States. And there's a kind of a funny version of it down in South America, which has to do more with their own pagan religions down there than it has to do with the so-called Christianity, because there are overlaps in that culture. So actually, I don't think that in the history of the world he has had as much an impact as Confucius or as Buddha or as many of the other figures of this kind. He is particularly known to us in our culture because we stress him. But go to many other parts of the world and he's completely unknown, has been.
John, can I say something?
All right.
But yet a moment ago, unhesitatingly and unblushingly, you affirmed for us the historicity of Confucius, about whom we have even less data than Jesus Christ. How do you account for this?
Now, this is your opinion, again. And
quote me
now,
the sources.
Now you are an expert on Chinese
no,
history.
No, ma'am. I am an expert on comparative religion.
You're an expert
quote
on
me the
physics.
Sources. No,
and
I'm not.
And you're an expert on
no.
Chinese history.
No, no.
And you're an
comparative religion.
I didn't bring... You noticed that
you said Confucius.
Now, I want to tell... let me tell you
no,
something.
No, you said Confucius.
You
tell me how you know he exists. I will keep quiet.
You have
you
with you a gentleman
me.
Tonight who has brought
no,
along
no,
a
no,
suitcase
no.
full of
tell
books
me
so that you can quote them.
I haven't
quoted any. You know what I brought along? I brought along nothing. I'm perfectly willing.
I agree
willing.
With that 100%.
I am perfectly nothing. Willing for you to send me a letter down in dear old Austin, Texas, and I will send you the historic proof for Confucius. I didn't bring it with me tonight. I'm not concerned about that.
No, just one moment.
I don't have to send
you don't know anything
him.
About it.
You've
got to go back to
Austin
to look it up.
You are also an expert on education of Madeline Murray.
No. I'm an expert on one thing. Madeline Murray.
On St. Martin's version of the Holy Bible.
Madeline Murray, with her Society of Separationists, makes statements and gets a lot of publicity on the idea
you
that
hate
she...
That, don't you?
No, I don't. I think
you just
a,
love that
I think you have a right. I think you have a right to do it as an American. But you know what is objected to? It's objected to the vindictive and the malicious manner in which you attack all religion and clergymen okay. and then proceed to try and make yeah, it no. look as if you're a martyr.
This is the Bible Answer Man, Walter Martin. You're on the air.
I'm calling to find out if there's any scriptural basis for marital separation.
Stay tuned for the answer to this and other important questions as the Christian Research Institute presents Dateline Eternity with Professor Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man. Professor Martin is the founder and director of the Christian Research Institute, San Juan Capistrano, California, and professor of comparative religions at Melodyland School of Theology in Anaheim. The Christian Research Institute is supported through the gifts and prayers of people like yourself who are interested in straight answers from the Bible. We hope that as this program of pre-recorded questions and answers unfolds, you will find answers to your questions. Of course, the ultimate answer to all questions is Jesus Christ.
Hello, this is Larry Wessels, director of Christian Answers of Austin, Texas, Christian debater. Free newsletters are available from our ministry. Just email us at cdebater@aol.com and give us your mailing address, and we'll mail them out to you for free. You can also call us at 512-218-8022 and leave your address there. You can also access all our newsletters online by going to one of our three websites called BibleQuery.org. Once on the homepage, simply click on the experience box and then scroll down to the newsletter section as shown here. Since our number one most watched video of the over 548 videos we have produced for YouTube at the time of this recording is Unpopular Bible Doctrines number one, The Biblical God No One Wants to Know, with over 433,000 viewings, our latest newsletter is called Unpopular Topic, How Sovereign is God? Our second most viewed YouTube video is 6-year-old wife of Muhammad was okay by the Muslim God Allah, but not by the biblical God of Jesus, with over 341,000 viewings. We also have three newsletters available on Islam. Our video, Debate, Larry Wessels versus Two Jehovah's Witnesses at a University Study Center, currently has close to 150,000 views. See our newsletter on the Jehovah's Witnesses, Jehovah's Witnesses, Deceive Deceivers. Our video, Is Jesus God Almighty in the Flesh, meaning the second person of the Trinity, or is he something else, has over 101,000 viewings. See our newsletter, Testimony to the Eternal Godhead, the Trinity. Our video, Biography, the famous 19th century Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a man of God, has close to 89,000 views. See two of our newsletters with lead articles from sermons by Spurgeon. Our video, UFOs, Ancient Aliens, or Beings of the Fourth Dimension, number one, Fact or Fiction, has over 207,000 viewings. Not only do UFOs and the occult use the same disciplines, such as levitation, teleportation of objects, psychokinesis, clairvoyance, automatic writing, and telepathy, but their theologies are completely foreign to biblical Christianity. UFO theologies include everything from reincarnation and evolution to man achieving cosmic godhood, but they do not include Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. We have two newsletters related to the world of the occult to which UFOs are a part. Our video, Former Roman Catholic Bride of Christ Nun Testifies of Abnormal Life in the Convent, has over 67,000 viewings. Our video featuring former Roman Catholic Rob Zins, who has a Master of Theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, Historical Split Between Roman Catholicism and the Christ of the Scripture, Man's Word or God's Word, has over 53,000 viewings. See our two newsletters on the subject of Roman Catholicism. Our video, Cult of Ellen G. White, number one, Beginnings of the 19th Century Religion, called Seventh-day Adventism, has over 48,000 viewings and features former Seventh-day Adventist Wallace Slattery, who has 44 years' experience with this religion. Our playlist, called Dealing with Seventh-day Adventism and Their Prophetess, features 15 videos with 14 hours of material. See our newsletter, Seventh-day Adventism, True or False? For theological music lovers, see our video, Favorite Old-Time Christian Bluegrass Gospel Music, Psalm 98, verses 4 and 5, with over 214,000 viewings. We have also posted several music videos by my own daughter, Marlena Wessels, from her CD, Win This Fight, songs she has written and performed herself. To see our music videos, please go to our main YouTube channel page. Scroll down to our multiple playlists. Arrow over to our playlist called Our Radio Shows with National Christian Authors and Music Vids. Once there, scroll down to the bottom of the playlist where the music videos are listed. I could go on and on, but this should be sufficient for now. Don't forget to check out our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, also which has over 19 playlists by topic as you scroll down our channel page.